From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe made a public appearance on Friday, his first. Anita Powell has more on talks aimed at getting the aide leader to resign and why the military says that this was not a coup.
They are saying that this is not a coup. This is a democratic correction that the military made, and they are trying to persuade the president to step down. They're not forcing him out of power. They are persuading him to agree on a path forward. The reason this cannot be a coup in there as part of their narrative is that if this were to be a coup, the African Union and the Southern African Development Community would have to take an automatic hardline stance. They would have to suspend the membership of Zimbabwe, and they would have to impose sanctions.
That's VOA's Anita Powell. At least five people were killed Friday as Kenyan police tried to disperse supporters of opposition leader Raila Odinga in ongoing tensions over disputed elections. Police fired tear gas, water cannons to try to stop supporters of Odinga from reaching the capital center where the opposition leader was to give a speech. Police had warned earlier this week that they would not allow Odinga to address supporters after returning from speaking engagements abroad, while opposition lawmakers encouraged people to turn out. A Belgian judge made no ruling on Friday on a European arrest warrant issued by Spain for ousted Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont. Madrid issued the warrant for Puigdemont and the four ex-ministers after they fled to Brussels last month and ignored a summons to appear before a Spanish judge claiming they would not get a fair trial. For more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Russia has again vetoed a UN Security Council resolution that would have extended an international probe into chemical weapons use in Syria, just a day after it rejected a similar resolution. Without passage of any extension, the mandate of the Joint Investigative Mechanism, or JIM, expired on Thursday at midnight. After Friday's vote, U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley told the council Russia has no interest in finding common ground with the rest of this council to save the JIM. Lebanon Saad Hariri is expected to arrive in Paris late. France Prime Minister, President that is, Emmanuel Macron, there to greet him. Hariri, whose resignation on Saudi TV earlier this month as Lebanon's Prime Minister sparked turmoil and skepticism. Saudi Arabia recalled its ambassador to Berlin in protests over comments made by the German foreign minister suggesting that Hariri had been held against his will in Riyadh. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan used an address Friday to party officials in Ankara as an opportunity to launch a blistering attack on Washington-Syria policy. Dorian Jones reports Erdogan openly questioned why Washington was involving itself in Syria.
Turkish pro-government media repeatedly have accused Washington of being behind the Islamic State. Such conspiracy theories got a boost on reports the Syrian Kurdish militia and U.S. forces had agreed to allow hundreds of Islamic State fighters with their families to leave the besieged Syrian city of Raqqa. U.S.-Turkish relations could be further strained, with Erdogan reiterating his call Friday for the removal of Syrian Kurdish forces in Afrin, a Syrian enclave on Turkey's border. The Turkish president repeatedly has warned that a military operation would be launched against Afrin. Erdogan, on Friday, also announced Turkish forces have withdrawn from a NATO military drill in retaliation for slights made to him and the founder of the Turkish state, Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, by other soldiers participating in the exercise. Erdogan warned there could be no alliance if it behaves like that. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
North Korea says it would not hold talks with the United States and South Korea on its nuclear weapons program as long as the two countries continue to hold joint military exercises. The U.S. and South Korea just concluded 4 days of joint naval drills in waters off South Korea's eastern coast and what the South Korean military described as a clear warning to North Korea. In Washington, the State Department officials pushed back, saying U.S. joint military exercises with Asian allies are lawful, longstanding, and defense-oriented, unlike North Korea's unlawful nuclear and ballistic missile programs. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.